friends. This year should be a special school for Arman Arman Rasi Sheyichio. We nishmas Reb David, Harav David Ben Reb Shmuel, and Schus Refuas Svi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka. In the previous year, we saw Niflos about the Inyan of Niske Eved Ve'ama. We're going to continue again. This is based on the Torah of Agon Agadah Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita Hashem Yichayeyu. And Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara asks what Mave is in the Mishnah. But Vakama Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Rav holds it's Adam, Shmuel says it's Shein. The Gemara says, why? Why does each one choose what they choose? And the Gemara says that Rav doesn't like Shmuel's opinion because the Mishnah already says Shur, and that includes Shein, all types of Shur. Shmuel doesn't like Rav's opinion because his Shur is Karen. Shur doesn't include everything, it just includes Karen. So Mav is open to Shein. It's not talking about Adam. It's talking about different types of Mazik's of Shur. That's Shmuel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that we paskin like Rav. All the Amoraim in the Sugya go like Rav. They're discussing Rav's opinion, so it must be we paskin like Rav. So Lechora, it's a Peli here. L'mayinafgamina, Lechora, the only difference between them is Mashmo's Dorshim. At the end of the day, Shmuel agrees that an Adam is Chayiv, and Rav agrees that Shein is Chayiv. So what's the Indian here of paskening? We just want to know how to learn the Mishnah. What's the Indian of paskening like Rav? Later on, page 4a, Zok the Gemara. Ela Omar Rava, Tana Shor Laraglo, Umav Elishino. Rava wants to learn Pshat in the Mishnah according to Shmuel, that Shor is talking about Regel, and Mav is talking about Shein. V'hachi kamer, and this is what it's saying. Satra, I'm skipping a little bit. V'keren mai shiare. K'shehizik chava mazik lasuye keren. Keren mai. Shire. And what about Karen? It's not in the Mishnah. All we have in the Mishnah is Regel and Shein, and we don't have Karen. Kishehizik chava mazik, lasuye Karen. So kishehizik chava mazik come to include Karen. Shmuel my time below Amar Karav Amar Lecha etc. Akatani Seif Adam. So why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? So Shmuel will tell you. That Adam HaMazik's already in the Sefer. It's written later on in the Mishnah. So Mav is not Adam. And then the Gemara says, HaKetani Sefer Adam. V'lisni b'reisha b'niske mamun. V'lisni b'reisha. So why doesn't it say Adam at the beginning? Why does it only say Adam and Mazik in the Sefer? Why only am I not in the Resha? And just the Gemara, we're talking about Niske Moment and not Niske Guf. Niske Gufo. Adam is Niske Gufo. And what is Rav going to say about the fact that Adam is written at the Sefer? So Rav's going to say, that's because we want to, there we're talking about all the Muads, so we want to stick in the man with all the Muads. Man has moods and man is a Muad. Ad kan mi divrei agemara. Oichet dan amud beis. This is 4a, now 4b. Bishlam l'shmul b'niske momen kamayri b'niske gufa lo kamayri. We're talking about niske momen, we're not talking about niske guf. So nimseinu l'meidim. Learn out then. The betarati pligi. They're arguing about two things. First of all, does it write shor v'chol mili d'shor like Shmuel? When it says shor, it's all inclusive. When it says, when it says shor, is it going into, is it including the other aspects of shor? That's Rav, and therefore for him Mav is open, for Adam. Or no? The Mishnah details the various types of shor. And that's Shmuel. Shor lekarno umav lishino. That's one machlokas. Another machlokas is, do you include Adam in the Avos Nezikin of our perek? Or we only talk in our perek about Nizkei Mamon and not Nizkei Gufo. Again, Rav holds that Adam is included in the Avos Nezikin of our perek. And Shmuel says, no, we're talking only about Nizkei Mamon, we're not talking about Nizkei Guf. Really, Dine Nizkei Mamon stands on two Yesodos. One is on the Heftz of Hezek, and one, who pays it? In other words, who's the Mazik, and who pays? But it's clear that if the Shem Mazik is Nitfas on the Mamon, that they're the Mazikin. The Mammon is the Mazik. And that the Torah says the Bailam have to pay, it's to pay the Nezik of their Mammon. So according to this, Dine Nizkei Gufo V'Dine Nizkei Mamono are two separate Dinim. Because Nizkei Gufo, you're paying your own Hezek. Nizkei Mamono, Torah was Mechadish, Yechidush Atzum, that the Bailim pay Nizkei Mamono. So you have the Chefetz Shel HaHezek, you have the Mazik, and you have who's the Mishalim. When your mammon is mishalim, it's your mammon being mazik, and you're the mishalim. And Nizkei Gufo, you're the mazik, and you're the mishalim. It could also be that the chiddush is that Nizkei Mamon was included in Nizkei Gufo. Just like by Adam it says Shmiras Gufo Olav in the Sugya. So Nizkei Mamon was included in Lo Yishmerenu. So according to this, the Yisod HaChiyuv, Hein Shel Adam V'Hein Shel Mamono, is the Din of Shmiras Amalecha. And therefore Nizkei Mamon is included in Nizkei Gufo. They're all included in Lo Yishmerenu, and that's the Yisod HaChiyuv, both Nizkei Gufo and Nizkei Mamono. This is well known from the Chakira, everybody talks about it, Rav Zalman, Rav Shimon Shkab, b'chule, 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 b'chule. Is it Mishum Mamono Shehizik, or Mishum Lo Yishmerenu? So you can say that Hein Adam and Hein Mamono has a din of Shmiras Amalecha. You have to guard yourself, you have to guard your mammon. And therefore it's really the same chiyuv. So if there's one yisod ha-chiyuv, mishum this, that it's all because of Shmiras Amalecha, you have to put it in the same Mishnah. And that's the opinion of Rav. That Mav is Adam, and Tana Shor v'chol mili d'shor. Because it's all one kaputo, one package. What is that? Lack of Shmiras Amalecha. If there's no Shmiras Amalecha, then you chay of Altsniske Gufo, you chay of Altsniske Mamono, it's a Zelbazach. It's because it ain't Shmiras Amalecha. So according to Rav, the reason they're putting the Mishnah together is because it's the same chiyuv, a lack of Shmiras, a lack of Shmira. So you put Shor v'chol mili d'shor because he didn't guard, and you put Niske Adam because he didn't guard himself. It's all included in the Yisod of Shmiras Amalecha. Shmuel, he holds that the Chalei Shem Mazik is Chayil b'Niske Mamon Atzmai. In other words, Shmuel is Mechalik. He says there's two different things going on, like we said before. That you have who's the Mazik and who's the Mishalim. When you have the Mammon, who's the Mazik? The Mammon. And just the person's the Mishalim. And when the person's Mazik, who's the Mazik? The Adam. These are two different zachim, the person and the mama. So Shmuel holds that the chaloy shem mazik is chayv b'niske mamon atzmai. And therefore, lefi Shmuel, first of all, you're not going to put Adam in there. You're not going to put Adam in there because that's Adam Amazik. And we're talking about Mamon Amazik. So therefore, Adam doesn't belong according to Shmuel. And also, he's going to differentiate. He's going to say you need a special limud for Niske Karen and a special limud for Niske Shane. Shore lekarno mabalashina. Why? Because how do we know that all the Niske Mamon are the same? It's a chiddush in the chefetz of Niske Mamon that it has a chalosh shem mazik. So therefore, we have to tell you one chiddush of Karen and another chiddush of Shane. How do we know that all the Niske Mamon are the same? If you say that they're all included in Niske Gufo, it's a lack of Shmiras Malecha. So then obviously they're all the you just say sure and you said it all. But if you say that no, that it's a special chiv of Niske Mamono, so you know that Karen, your chayvot Niske Mamon for Karen. But how do you know Shane's also included? If it's a lack of Shmiras Malecha, whatever you didn't guard, so you can include Karen, Shane, whatever. But if it's talking about Niske Mamono, so you need a limit for Karen, but how do you know Shane is also included in the Chiddush of Niske Mamono? Menel and Shekol Niske Mamon Shavim Zel Azeh. Lack of Shmir is lack of Shmir. It's all going to be equal, whatever you didn't guard. So you only need one shore. But if we're going to be Mechayev Alts Karen, how do you know Shane is also included? How do you know Regal is also included? Karen isn't for Shane, and Shane isn't Karen, and they have different properties. They do different things. So Kamashmila, no. You're also chayv in that moment. You're chayv in Karen Shizik, you're chayv in Shane Shizik. V'itochei nafgamina. Le'inyan avno sakino maso. Shelo afgarinu. Shelo rav shemishar alamadnu. Arayu chayv aleim kumal shar mamono amazik. Your knife, your stone, your package that you weren't mafkir and it harms. And Rav says you learn from Shur that you're chayiv. Kamal shar mamono hamazik. Because this is Rav l'shitaso. Because he holds that three avos were said b'shur. Because sure you're chayiv, because you didn't guard your mom and that was mazik. So memela, that's also going to include your Evan Sakin o Maso. That's Rav. However, if you say that each one has its own mechayiv, and it's not that you didn't guard it, but each one has its own mechayiv, so you have the mechayiv of Shane, you have the mechayiv of Regil, you have the mechayiv of Karen. How do you know about Avno Sakino Maso? How do you learn that from Shor? It's not Shor. How do you know it has a Shane Mazik? So therefore, Shmuel doesn't learn from Shor. says it's mitam bor. Because sure, Rav holds shlosha avos nemru b'shor. Because whatever you weren't guarding, whatever's your mammon that you weren't guarding. So if you weren't mafgirit, this avnos tekinam aso, it's your mammon that you weren't guarding. And mele, that's just like shor. So it's included. But Shmuel holds that even if you weren't mafgi, Shmuel says, like we see on Daf Vav, that it's midin bor, even below afgarinu. Nafgamina that kelim are pater. Another nafgamina, and based on this, we can explain the halacha that a person's chayiv on niske avdo v'amasa that we spoke about in the previous shir, that a person should be chayiv on the nezek of his eved and his amah, if not for the gzera and the chshash of shemi aknitenu. That his master is going to get him angry and he's going to start burning down people's houses. And the master is going to be chayiv every day. It's $680,000 for this house, $820,000 for that house. It's going to be crazy. Where it's Gadish, we could say today houses. So you should be chayiv on this Gavdo Vamaso. So the Yesod HaChiyuv, based on what we saw in the previous year, is Memono HaMazik. And it also needs a shame adama, and it also needs a shame mazik. Besides a mamono hamazik, it also needs a shame mazik. So adam is no less than other shameless hanazikin. So the mamon hamazik is mazik al yidei adam shibo, like we spoke about in the previous year. But based on what we said, this is only according to Rav. Well, the mab is adam. And therefore, you conclude with Niske Gufo and Niske Mamona. And Evan and Amar are included, if not for Shem Yakni Tenu Rabba. Because you have the Adam Amazik, and then it's also it's his Mammon. So he's responsible for his Mammon. He didn't guard it properly, so he should be responsible, if not Shem Yakni Tenu Rabba. Can't control him. But in theory, Mab is Adam, and he would be Chayev. And the damage his Evan does. Because shame Adam lo gar mishar shemus hamzik, it has a shame mazik and it's memono shehizik. But again, that's only according to Rav. Holds that mav is Adam. Not according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you need a special limud. According to Shmuel, you need a special limit for the mazik and for the mamono shehizik. If you don't have a special limit like we don't for Eved and Amma, then we know the master is patri without the svar of Shem Yakni Tenu. Now we understand why Rabbeinu Chananel paskin like Rav. We said, what's the nafkamina? At the end of the day, Mav is chayiv, Adam is chayiv, and at the end of the day, Shein is chayiv. So what's the... Why are we passing like Rav? Shmuel also holds that way. It's just, how do you learn the Mishnah? But we don't have to passing like either of them. But the answer is, there's a chiddush hanogel halacha, hein linyan avnos sekino maso, and beikar linyan eved v'ama, that if not for the Gzer and the Chshash of Shem Yakni Tenu Rabba, the Adam would be Mechuyev. So it must be that his Mamono Shehizik, that he wasn't Shomer, that's Mechayev B'dinim B'tashlumin. When the Cheft is included in Shemus Mezikin, again, we have Evan and Amma. Their shame mazik is Adam. And it's also Mamono Shehizik. So you should be chayiv. The master should be chayiv. So according to Shmuel, there's no tzad to be mechayiv the master when the eved does damage. Mechitesi. It's memono shehizik, but you need a special limud on memono shehizik. It's like by shore, you need a special limud for each one. There's a chalos shem mazik. But if you don't need a chiddush that has a chalos shem mazik, as long as it's memono that he has to guard and he wasn't guarding, he has to pay. So he would be chayiv. He should be chayiv on Avdo v'Amasa. Why should he be chayiv? Because it's memono shehizik, and they also, it also has a shame. He also has a shame mazik because it's a person, and the male of the adam should be chayiv. So that's the nafkamina that we're following, Rav. That an eved and ama, the master should be chayiv, if not for the gzeir of Shem Yaknitenu. According to Shmuel, no, you have no limud for that, so there's no reason to be mechayiv. But according to Rav, you would be mechayiv the master, because it's memono shehizik, that he didn't guard, and it's a shem mazik of an adam. But Shmuel holds that it's mishum memono shehizik, it's mishum nizke gufo, so you need a special limud. If you don't have a special limud, then you can't be mechayiv. So it's pashit that you're not going to be mechayiv the eved and the ama, the master, for the damage they do. But according to Shmuel, and also it was Avno Sakino Maso, according to Shmuel, you need a limud for each mechayiv. Hashem Mamono is not enough to be mechayiv, his mamon that he didn't guard. You have to have a special limud. And according to Shmuel, you don't have a limud for Avno Sakino Maso. Melech Shmuel is not chayiv al tshur. And that's why you need a special, you need Rabbeinu Chanan Tos, halachos like Rav. Avno Sakino Maso chayiv mitam shur, but more so, okay, anyway, they're going to be chayiv mitam bor according to Shmuel. But it's telling us even more that a master is chayiv al niske avdo v'amasa. Just to, he's off the hook because of the gzeir Hashem yaknitenu. But in theory, he'd be chayiv because it's memono shehizik and it has a shem mazik. Okay, in this particular journey, there is a one leg that is left, and we still have more to talk about. And obviously, this sugi b'chlal is very large, so hopefully, we will be zocha to continue and see continuing the flows mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.